This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, I'm starting with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? And Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right, Kevin McCullough. We've got much more ahead this hour. Dinesh D'Souza, I had a chance to speak with. He's got a brand new movie that's out this weekend. It opened last night. And it is as every bit as good as the two films that he made about Obama. No, not yet, Nick. Go back to the thing. I want them to see the thing. Go back to the thing. No, not that thing. The open thing. Why'd we already fade out of the open thing? There's this really great shot. I personally re-edited our TV open tonight because I'm a vain, vain man. And there was this really cool shot of me sitting. Oh, now he's going to play the whole thing again. There's this really cool shot of me sitting in the Fox operations down at D.C., and I just wanted it to flash on the screen so then I could reference it and give people a little chance to feel what it was like to be there. But the Fox News Channel had an enormous setup there. They took up not one, not two, not three, but six grand ballrooms. And they operated the business channel and the news channel out of the same area of those six ballrooms. And they had four different sound stages. Yeah, that's it. That's it right there. And it was so cool because while I'm doing that hit that you saw on your screen just then behind me the girls from Outnumbered were getting ready to go, and on the soundstage to my right you had the Fox Business Channel operating. I don't know, they must have had 1,000 people in that room working on things, but it was just the coolest thing. Anyway, all right, so enough of my vanity. It's Saturday night. I just was trying to give you some behind the scenes peek because we really had a good time. And when I was actually broadcasting day after day after day from the Radio Row, it was just the most amazing thing to have all these guests come by. And I got to tell you a little. I got to tell you a little story about me as a broadcaster. My first convention was probably, I think it was the 2000 Bush One convention. And so here I am, little nerdy talk radio plebe, running around with my little microphone. Going,
excuse me, Mr. Important Person, will you talk to me, please? I'm just a little guy trying to get some interviews, please.
And it was so exciting. Adrenaline kept me alive. I don't think I slept the whole time. And I couldn't have been happier than to be there. Now, it's the exact opposite. I am exhausted. It's a long working week. I've got all the stuff going on at home. The rugrats are running around, and they're driving the bride crazy. And I get texts like, okay, for instance, on the first day, the middle of my second hour of my daily show, I get the text, hey, I got to take the 6-year-old to the emergency room because he decided to bang his head on the fireplace. Now, this is what my children do. This is the genius spawn that I'm blessed with. Kids that like to bang their heads into fireplaces. So, of course, that doesn't happen when I'm here. So I get blamed twice. Not only am I not there to help, the kids purposefully save all of their worst behavior for when I leave. And, of course, it happened when our best friends were out of town and there was no one to help. Anyway, it was a nightmare of a week for the bride. So this morning, because I got in last night, and I said, sweetie, you just lay down, you just stay in bed. So I got up this morning. The little 4-year-old's up at 5:30.
Daddy, can I have a snack?
Yes, let's go. Got him going on Netflix. Got some snacks in him. Beer nuts. I don't know what we had. It was something, whatever was in the pantry. Here, just eat them. And then the 6-year-old actually slept until like nearly 8 o'clock, which is kind of unusual for him. But he must be going through a growth spurt or something because he was like 4 feet taller than when I left last Saturday. And then the 1-year-old eventually got up. I got her changed and came down, made breakfast. All of them were fed and eaten. They were off playing, having a good old time. When finally the bride wakes up, you know, about a little after 9, she comes walking and she's like, thank you so much for giving me the morning. It's like, well, you're welcome. You deserved it. You earned it this week. And of course, they've been stellar all day because daddy's home. But, you know, they couldn't wait till I left to bang their head into fireplaces. Someone who knows the woes of all of this only too well. Actually, she looked me in the face on Tuesday last week and she goes, you know, Kev, you guys are going through a really hard stage of life. Was Dr. Charmaine Yost, who was encouraging me over dinner with that little bit of wisdom. Hello, Dr. Yost. Welcome back.
Hello, Kevin. I'm glad. Yeah, I was like, yeah, it's just bad. You got to just kind of put your head down and go through it.
Well, it's that stage. I mean, it's and people have told me there's no way around it. If there was a shortcut, people would have written books about it years ago, but evidently, you just got to, you know, till the soil, as they say.
It does get better, though. It does get better, and you'll be all nostalgic about it. And for years to come, you'll be telling stories about the time that James had to be taken to the emergency room while you were gone.
He wouldn't do it while I'm there, but, man, second I leave town, here, let me bang my head against the fireplace just for fun.
Oh, absolutely.
And you would know because you're the mother of five, so you've walked this road.
I am, and my story about going out of town is that we found a new person to watch our dog, and she texted me in a panic saying that when she had gotten in the shower, our dog had eaten every single thing that she had on her kitchen counter, including a whole thing of cupcakes. I'm like, oh, I hope I haven't killed your dog. And I'm like, oh, I don't think you'll have killed him, but you might want to take him for a long walk.
Oh, man. Well, tonight, Dr. Yost is, she's normally heard in the weekday show called After Hours that I do in New York, but she is stepping into the ladies' lounge tonight because she was at the convention. She has a doctorate in American politics, and this is a big political weekend because we are in between the two conventions. And Charmaine, right off the bat, how would you grade the Trump show that went down in Cleveland this week?
Oh, I think you'd have to kind of break it down into, you know, different categories of grade. I think the thing that really mattered was the final night, and I would definitely give him a strong B+, maybe A- on the speech. He definitely was playing to his audience. You know, I mean, it was electric being in the hall listening to that speech. So many people have talked about how negative it was, and I mean, that's their word, so many of the commentators. But the thing about Donald Trump is, you know, Ronald Reagan always used to say, never confuse box office and critics. And Donald Trump understands playing to box office. He understands his audience. And yeah, it was kind of a darkish speech on the scale of things for politicians, but you gotta remember this speech was sandwiched in between a horrific terrorist event in France last Friday. And then we woke up this morning, or was it yesterday morning? I'm losing track of my days this week.
Sure.
To as we're leaving the convention, you know, there was the shooting in Germany. So I think that Donald Trump talking about the insecurity that Americans and really people around the world these days are feeling from terrorism and the sorrow that we're feeling in our country over the racial tensions, I think it was pitch perfect, frankly.
Well, and considering kind of the chaos, and you can speak to this because you've been around politics. If people are just joining us, you were part of the Reagan administration. You advised Governor Huckabee on his presidential run. You worked with groups that have been deeply steeped in conservative political politics, Americans United for Life on the pro-life front and the Family Research Council on family policy. And you have advised folks on communication campaigns and how to get their message across and so forth. You have to admit this was a pretty chaotic convention. It didn't seem to really run with great proficiency in terms of some of the normal stuff that you just, I mean, even like, you know, the lack of food and porta potties on the on Media Row. It was just, there was a lot of stuff that was just a little bit, you know, like it was a group of people kind of doing it for their first time in some respects.
Yeah, you know, that's really interesting you say that. And I guess, you know, I am a Trump fan supporter, so I'm hesitating a little bit to grade him down too harshly. And here's the interesting, but, I mean, I'm a firstborn child. You know, I like things to be orderly, and I believe in the blocking and tackling of politics. You know, I take pride in events going smoothly, and I don't think it really is rocket science to put together an event that is very, very slick. I mean, there are professionals out there that know how to do that. So there were some things that I felt like, you know, that could have and should have gone better. But here's the catch with all of that, Kevin, is that, you know, this campaign keeps blowing out business as usual and standard operating procedure and doing things differently. And I'm going to just hazard a guess here and tell you that I have this really sneaky suspicion that some of this lack of polish and roughness around the edges is actually playing well with people who are maybe a little bit tired of having the
that's
really...
That's interesting
kind of
that you're bringing that point up. When we come back from this break, I want to discuss that in depth because... It's interesting. Kevin McCullough, live from New York.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded video.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do.
Live from New York, house band Hot Sardines. They do all 1920s stuff. It's kind of fun. You should check it out. Good stuff. If you're into that classic New York 1920s sound, the Hot Sardines are the ones that get it done. In fact, if you want some real fun, check them out on YouTube. Their videos are hysterical. It wasn't this song. It was one of the other ones, one of their more upbeat ones. They shot it in the subway. Here in the big city. And, go do that. Anyway, tonight, my guest in the ladies' lounge tonight is Charmaine Yost, Dr. Charmaine Yost. She is the senior fellow at American Values, which is the organization that is founded and operated by Gary Bauer. You may remember that name as a presidential candidate, I believe, in the 2000 election cycle was the last time he ran. And still fighting the fight for American Values, so named. But Charmaine is also a friend. Former boss of mine. She has been giving me good advice for a long time. And she was with us in Cleveland last week as we were dissecting what the Trumpster was doing on stage. And Charmaine, the real oddest moment of all, and there were a few things that were kind of weird. You had the Melania speech that she just nailed. And then you had the weird, like, paragraphs that were copied from the Michelle Obama thing. And then it appeared that the Ted Cruz thing was a surprise on some level. There's a lot of people saying it wasn't a surprise at all, that the Trumps knew what he was going to do exactly from the whole time. But I've heard from the campaign since that Mr. Trump was furious about how that all went down. So your thoughts on kind of the clunkier parts of what happened last week?
Well, I'm with you. I thought that Melania's speech was actually really well done. She delivered it.
Nailed it. And nailed it.
She really nailed it. She nailed it. And I'm kind of heartbroken for her. First off, it was just such an avoidable. It was a self-inflicted wound. And the staff just let her down. You know, you've got to.
Well, for people that didn't follow the storyline, what it turned out to be is the speechwriter that wrote it for evidently had helped write the Michelle Obama speeches. And so it was, there was some degree of like self plagiarism involved, but didn't really think it was an issue or whatever, and then ran with it. And of course, that staffer took the hit, but I mean, the damage was done by that point.
Well, and there was so much that was good about her speech that got absolutely zero attention because all of the brouhaha over the plagiarism completely overshadowed it. I mean, I'll be honest with you, I got chilled at the point where she, you know, with her English accent, her English that is accented,
correct,
said that she felt that being an American was one of the greatest honors of her life. And it was just beautiful the way that she talked about becoming an American citizen. And I just feel like that should have been a huge moment, not just in the campaign, but also nationally. And particularly given the fact that Donald Trump has taken so many hits and so many people perceive him to be anti-immigration, for them to have his wife stand up there and talk about how important it is to her to be an American and as an immigrant, you know, it was just a huge moment and should have gotten a whole lot more attention than it did. And so that made me really sad. The Ted Cruz thing was a whole other story that's just, I think it's really fascinating. I don't know. I'm with you. I do think, particularly given the interesting, which is one word for it, press conference that he held after.
The day after.
Yeah, I think that maybe it hurt him more personally than he'd like to admit. But I think that he had Cruz speak knowing that he won either way. If Cruz had endorsed him, honestly, the people would have been hanging from the rafters. There was just this palpable sense of expectation. in the hall as Cruz was speaking, and it looked like he was leading up to an endorsement. And, you know, do you remember that moment, Kevin? It was just like you could just feel the tension in the air as people were just waiting for there to be this big moment. And Cruz just, like, hung that moment out there and then hung it out to dry.
Yeah.
And it was like a balloon bursting. And as people just were not happy at all about it.
Well, and he also poked the bear of the New York delegation, who were, and there's varying reports on whether or not, you know, Trump had operatives that were actually egging him on, whatever. But the point is, when he drew attention to it from the podium, then it became a bigger issue. And if he had delivered his speech, walked off, never said another word, there may have been a little bit of ruffled feathers, but I don't think it would have turned into what it turned into. But definitely one of the oddest things I've ever seen at a convention.
You know, I talked to one of the guys who was a floor manager, and he just kind of rolled his eyes and said, no way were we egging on the booing. But, you know, to be honest with you, I think it would have been kind of political malpractice if they hadn't been, helping to kind of orchestrate the event. I mean, that's all part of politics, right? But, you know, for him to kind of do the whole vote your conscience, some people have said, you know, well, it's hypocritical for him to say vote your conscience and for people to take that badly. But I can tell you from sitting there in the hall that the way that he delivered it was very snarky. So it was really obvious what he was trying to do. Donald Trump was actually sitting there. Oh, and this is another thing, is he took double the amount of time that he had been allocated. So he took time away from Mike Pence. So it was like, it was kind of a double whammy. It wasn't just that he didn't endorse. He also took time away from the vice presidential nominee in kind of a passive aggressive kind of way.
Does he survive this?
No, he absolutely does not. In fact, I don't know if you've had time today to see the article in the New York Times reporting on the Mercer family, who huge, huge Republican donors, and they plugged $11 million into Ted Cruz's campaign. Kellyanne Conway, who ran a super PAC on behalf of Cruz, both the Mercers and Conway were quoted in this article in the New York Times today, just excoriating Cruz for not endorsing. And, you know, that's pretty unusual to have people coming out and saying how that, you know, they're just really, really angry.
Especially if it's your funding sources. I mean, that's what sets up a future run, and you start raising money almost immediately.
Well, here's the thing, Kevin, is that the bottom line is why I think he doesn't recover from this, and a whole lot of people don't, is I still think that Donald Trump is going to win. And, you know, the best revenge is winning. I think that sometimes people haven't really come to grips with the fact that this man very likely will be the president of the United States. And then it's just a very, you know, a lot of these never Trump people are kind of operating under the assumption that he is going to lose.
Yeah.
And that's
they're holding to that. And that's a kind of a key portion of their narrative, that they are just like, and if he, I've asked some of them, what if he does win? Oh, my goodness, they don't know what to do. Charmaine, can you stay a little bit longer? We didn't get to the Democrats yet, and I'm curious as to your thoughts on Kane.
Absolutely. Let's do it.
All right. Charmaine Yost joining us live tonight. I have no idea from where. Probably back home in her suburban Washington, D.C. Residence, having just completed the extended Republican National Convention. And the Democrats get started after tomorrow. So here we go again. It's Radio Night Live. I'm Calvin McCullough. We're live from New York every Saturday night. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Of all the boys... Of all the boys, boys. Of all the boys, boys.
Live from New York, it's Radio Night Live. It's Kevin McCullough. Glad you're with us. That was a live shot, if you're watching on Biz TV, of the Times Square area. What a blastedly hot day. It is just yeah, I'm sweating on my upper lip. I mean, that's how bad it is. Sorry, don't mean to be too graphic. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. And my guest in the ladies' lounge tonight is Charmaine Yost, and we're talking about all things related to the convention season. And Charmaine, you're not watching Biz TV, so you can't see this, but for my viewers, I'm going to put up on the screen a side-by-side of Ivanka Trump and Hillary Clinton. And I put this picture up earlier, and it's both of the outfits that they wore at their most recent public outings, Ivanka from her speech on Thursday night and Hillary from her induction announcement last night of Tim Kaine to the ticket. And one of them is wearing a very simple dress, and one of them is wearing a large, long, overly lengthed jacket. And it's interesting because you hear a lot in on the left about class warfare, right? That's one of the things that the left likes to talk about. Oh, elitists. Oh, who has money? The rich and all the rest of it. Well, who do you think? Go ahead, Nick, put that through. Who do you think the elitist really is? The woman who has a dress that costs $135, and by the way, it carries her name. It's a dress from her own personal line at Macy's. Or the woman who's wearing the jacket designed by Giorgio Armani that costs $12,700. Now, who's the person of the people here? The daughter of Donald Trump or the candidate Hillary Clinton? I mean, I don't know if you saw this controversy. It's kind of funny, actually. But as you hear thoughts on how backwards the press, I mean, the press doesn't even make mention of this, but you talk about class warfare, there's some food for thought for you. $135 versus $12,000. Charmaine, are you with us?
Oh, sorry. I was waiting for you to. I'm just dumbfounded by the whole thing. And actually, I saw that graphic today, and I retweeted it because I loved it. You know, come on. As women, we were all kind of paying attention to her dress, and I was absolutely stunned to discover that it was actually affordable. I mean, you know, we're so used to these women showing up at conventions, Republicans and Democrats alike, and wearing outfits that are in the four figures that normal people can't wear. And so, you know, even when I heard that it was in Ivanka's line, I assumed that it would be, you know, in a high-end, unreachable zone. So, yeah, I thought that was absolutely fantastic and a stroke of genius.
But doesn't that speak to exactly what this election, in a very small nutshell, is really about? You have someone who feels entitled to the office and believes that it's her turn, and you know, there's no gift that's too precious for her. Like, you know, she deserves to wear a $12,000 jacket. And then you've got Ivanka Trump, who's touting her dad's message of he's with you. That was one of his most moving lines on Thursday night.
Right.
I'm with you, and she's proving it by wearing, you know, a dress literally that anybody can afford.
Well, and, you know, let's take this one step further. I think it was really interesting that you juxtaposed Ivanka with Hillary as opposed to juxtaposing Donald Trump and Hillary. Because in so many ways, I believe this campaign is going to come down to being a race between Ivanka and Hillary. And I don't mean that in a her replacing her dad on the ticket. You know, some people have said, oh, I wish Ivanka was running. And that's not really the tenor of what I mean. What I mean is that, you know, right now the woman's vote is really going to be a decisive factor in this campaign. And Hillary, of course, is running for it with all she's worth, saying, you know, this is going to be history. In fact, even one of the CNN reporters today, standing in Philadelphia, said, oh, you know, here I'm reporting to you from Philadelphia where we'll be watching Hillary Clinton making history. And I'm like thinking, goodness gracious, could we, you know, what happened to impartiality?
Yeah.
But, you know, so she's definitely working to try and lock down the women's vote with that "this is history" thought. But, you know, she's got to be looking in her rearview mirror at Ivanka coming up strong, you know, really laying the marker down this week, saying that she's going to help her dad fight for those votes. And I think it was a really, really strong start of that effort.
Well, it's very interesting. Now, she was wearing that jacket when she introduced Tim Kaine. We're up against another break, but in the last 60 seconds here, Charmaine, your thoughts about his value to her ticket?
I don't think he does a whole lot for her, because he doesn't balance out the fact that she's not all that interesting or exciting. I'm a little repulsed by the fact that we keep throwing around the word boring for both him and Mike Pence, because I don't think that's truly fair. The one thing, my one concern is that it was smart of her to pick someone who's a former governor of a state that is very, very purple. This is my home state. I live in Virginia. I am concerned about the fight for this state in this election, and picking a former governor who's pretty popular, that was a pretty good move.
Yeah. All right, Charmaine, we could talk about so many other things, but it was fun seeing you this week, and we will get you back soon. Thanks for being here.
Great to be with you. Happy weekend. Take care. Bye.
Kevin McCullough, continuing from...
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
See when you call.
All right, 888-340-3373. Kevin McCullough, I had at the beginning of the show tonight opened up the phone lines and said, why is the media not telling the truth? Why are they not even trying to tell the truth about the terror attacks? The most recent one being Munich. Yesterday, the media said, oh, it's a right-wing white supremacist, and he is he's creating he's acting out, trying to further the cause of neo-Nazis. And then the picture they put out of him is the one you see on your screen if you're watching Viz TV. It's this young kid. That was taken when he was like 13. He's 18. He is pretty well skilled in terms of how he uses his firearm. He killed 9 people, shot most of them in the back, so I guess that wasn't that hard. But it's just interesting. And he's got either Iranian or Turkish ties. The investigation should continue. We should get the truth out of this. But Angela Merkel and Barack Obama have something very much in common. They don't want any criticism of their refugee programs. They don't want any examination of things that might be related to dangers that larger populations will have to see. And why they're trying to protect all these, I don't know. I don't understand it. I don't comprehend it. But it's just absolutely vile to think that the media will conduct this kind of malfeasance. Let's go to Frank in Des Moines, line one. Hello, Frank. Thanks for being here. You're on Radio Night Live.
Yeah, well, Kevin, I find that odd that Angela Merkel, you know, she declared several years ago that the multicultural environment in Germany was a failure. So I'm kind of curious why she's running interference, but I have the answer to your question.
Okay.
And I hope later on that you might explain if anything you saw in Cleveland this week warmed you to the Trump candidacy. But here's the answer to your question. You know, the liberal media is so fully invested in the social utopian agenda that they'll basically mislead, lie, outright ignore facts that goes against the narrative that, you know, bin Laden's dead, Al-Qaeda's on the run, nothing to see here. And it manifests itself openly on our public airwaves, cable airwaves. Several years ago on MSNBC, I don't know if you remember this incident or not. It was kind of in the Contessa Brewer or Chris Jansing era. But there was actually a female anchor that sighed during a breaking news attack and basically, you know, decried that hoping that this wasn't another terrorist attack. She wasn't decrying the attack. She was hoping and wishing that it wasn't terrorism involved. So it wasn't the deaths that were bothering her. It was the fact that it might be terrorists doing it. So what I'm trying to tell you here is anything that goes against this agenda that they're invested in, they're just going to tell you you're seeing things. You know, what are you going to believe us or your
lying eyes? Yeah. Well, and we saw that with Obama's speech on Friday when he was answering the question from Kevin Corkle, actually, of Fox News at his press conference with the Mexican president. He actually went on a long tangent in his answer to Kevin's question about how dark Donald Trump's speech was. And he said, you know, these guys are trying to scare you and, you know, they're trying to make you believe we're not safe. And then he went on this long thing about how we're the safest we've ever been and all the rest of this. And I'm going, does he live in the same universe that the rest of the people, you know, does he breathe the same oxygen in and out of his lungs as the rest of us? Because I don't think anybody in America in the last 3 or 4 weeks would go, oh, yeah, this world's totally at peace. We're ready. We're ready for the next generation of not worrying.
He absolutely denies the obvious.
Yeah.
I mean, if Hillary Clinton had a gun, there was a dead body on the ground, and blood was splattered on her pantsuit. Elijah Cummings would say, what gun, what blood, what body? They just absolutely will deny the obvious right to your face.
They would actually say the gun belonged to a church-going evangelical who lived in the heartland. And yeah, it's proof positive that that we should ban guns entirely.
And nothing ties this back to the White House.
Right.
That's their next, you know, lame excuse that, well, you can find nothing here that ties this back to the White House.
Yeah.
But I'm still curious about the point. What has caused Angela Merkel, who declared several years ago, I'm sure you remember this, that multiculturalism had failed, was an absolute failure. Why is she running interference for this stuff?
Well, and that's been something I've been puzzled at from the beginning, because when the Syrian, when the refugee crisis became what it was, she almost immediately, before anybody else could do anything, she said, we will take 500,000 of them, like right at first. And it kind of was like the tipping point that kind of forced some of the other European countries to say, well, I guess we should take some. And now they're slated to take as many as a million off of the original estimate. And yes, they've had nothing but problems. Last Christmas and New Year's, they had the massive rapes going down in the train stations where the young Muslim men were assaulting German women that were, you know, out for their holiday parties. And just carrying through to the different attacks, even of this last week, the young man with the hatchet on the train earlier in the week, and then the Munich shooting yesterday. I mean, and I did kind of hope that there was, that this guy was a neo-Nazi or something, because I was like, you know, it'd be nice if something that they ever said was actually true. And I woke up this morning and I said, I bet you 10 to 1 I'm going to find out that this guy has a Muslim name and that he's from one of these countries. And sure enough, then there's this whole kind of conspiracy about what they tried to do and his identity.
Well, the European Union is literally being shred apart on this very issue.
Yep.
The Brexit movement, exit, whatever movement, is basically the fact that the public welfare system can't handle all these refugees, and the working class is standing up and shoving back and saying, we can't do it no more.
Yeah, that plus Brussels was telling them they had to use, you know, 72 watt light bulbs and the rest of the problems you get from a big centralized government telling all the individual states what they should do instead of letting the states decide. Frank, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Keep listening. And thanks for calling in. It's Kevin McCullough. We're live from New York every Saturday night, and we're glad to have you along with us. And also glad to have MyPillow standing by with us every Saturday as well. If you didn't get your pillows, 4 for the price of 1, you still can, because Mike Lindell, he's in a really good mood after the convention. He actually said, yeah, let's keep that in place. 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641. Kevin McCullough coming back from New York. Don't go away.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be clear.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. It's a steamy night in Manhattan tonight, and we couldn't be happier than to have you here. Thank you for taking us with you. We know you've got a lot of choices. And thanks for taking us on great stations like 96.5 FM, The Answer, in Little Rock. Again, I got to spend the week with Dave Ellswick and Russ McKinney, and it was so much fun just being on Radio Row together. The entire group of Salem hosts just hanging out was just fun. Apart from the very long hours that we were putting in, hoofing to and fro, and they didn't have any food in our building. Honestly, if you're gonna make us stay in one area, you better doggone get some food in there next time. But that's a different convention to be held for a different season. And by the way, this next week it's gonna be all crazy. And if you want to follow my analysis on a day by day basis, you can do that at TheBingeThinker.com. TheBingeThinker.com is where you can get my broadcasts daily. You can join all my social media. I have an Insta tweet, Graham. Tube thing. I don't know what all it is, but it's all there, and you can join it all. There was this really cool thing that happened to me this last week on the Facebook. My sister, my oldest sister, who has a very young daughter. I think she's 5 or 6 now, maybe a little bit older than that. Went to pray last night, this last week. And one of the nights they had been looking at my pictures and videos and stuff from the convention, and they knew that I was there. And my little niece said in her nighttime prayer before bedtime, Dear God, please help Uncle Kevin as he tries to basically talk sense into people, into what they need to know so that they can help save our world. And I thought, and then she said, and please help my aunt as well, because she knows, I guess, that I can get pretty crabby about things. Anyway, so but what was sweet about it was that my little niece has never prayed for me, to my knowledge, about anything. And yet she's so concerned about the state of her country and where things are at. She thought it was important that she ask God to help me in communicating clearly and doing all this. And it just touched my heart. So, friends, if I didn't have any other reason to get up every day and try to fight the good fight, to try to tell you the truth, to try to be clear, obliterating the confusion and amplifying the truth and pursuing clarity, tonight I have little Grace Anna's need, her little heart, to try to calm and to settle as well. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to leave a better world behind than what we inherited. And it's getting harder and harder in this state to be able to do that. But it's why we should be paying attention come November. Look, there's two very different visions of what this world is going to be from these two candidates. And Frank asked me in the last segment, did anything warm your heart towards Mr. Trump a little bit more? He knew that I didn't really support Trump in the primary. I got to tell you, there's no qualm for me in these two candidates. I cannot vote. I cannot support Hillary Clinton under any circumstances. And I got to do everything I can to try to keep her dangerous, dishonest sense and self out of that office. And so I will. You've got my pledge to that. Anyway, we'll see you next Saturday.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Please read